Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is WD8QCN. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 MHz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. If anyone listening would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information related to the radio art. A brief topic for tonight, talking about S parameters and vector network analyzers. If anyone else has another topic they would like to discuss, please call WD8QCN now. All right, before we begin, let's jump in with a couple of announcements. Please remember the club meeting is Thursday the 10th. There is a technician class starting up in Gainesville on the 22nd at 7 p.m. That'll run for a few weeks, and then there'll be an exam session. Virginia QSO party on the 19th and 20th of March. There is the ARRL Virginia Section Convention on the 27th at the Annandale MVCC campus. There are a couple of e-expeditions, SSB only. FO/SP5EAQ is running between the 2nd and the 30th. That's the Austral Islands. And J8 St. Vincent is operating through the 8th. It's got a couple more days left on that. J88PI, keep an eye out for him on FT8 and other modes as well. I've seen an uptick in solar activity. X today came in at 120, with a sunspot number of 95, A index of 27, K of 1. Is there anyone else with announcements, club business, or any others tonight? Please call
W1HTV.
W1HTV. Go ahead, Rich.
Somebody has their computer tied to the push-to-talk on their 2-meter radio and are hearing a Windows sound. So if anybody has a computer connected to your radio and you're keying your radio, you got QRM to buy it. It's stronger, a little bit stronger than you. And when it came on, it goes dun da da dun. And so whoever's got the computer tied to the radio, we're hearing the Windows sounds every few minutes. Q1HTV.
Sounds like somebody had their rig connected up through an interface there, so probably off chasing FT8 or running packet earlier. How much did that knock me out? What'd you miss, Rich?
When it happens, it just goes like da-da-da-da. Within 2 seconds, it's over. So just QRM for 2 seconds.
Okay, gotcha. All right, hopefully you didn't miss too much, but thanks for that info. We'll log into the net here. Let's see, before we jump into the discussion, let's go ahead and take a round of check-ins. This is WD8QCN with the FAR Seminate Technical Service Net. Please call now.
KO4YTF.
KX4KU.
AK4GG.
For VNT, Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Tango.
K4GG.
KO4 Victor November Zulu, in and out.
November 4, Whiskey Yankee Oscar, in and out.
Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Zulu Hotel.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
November 1, Bravo Alpha Tango, no comments with you.
Okay, let's pause there for a moment. So far I have K1HTV, KO4YCF. I think there was a double with him that I missed. If I miss you, please call again in a moment. I have KX4KU, AK4GG, KO4VNT, KO4VNZ, in and out, M4WYO, in and out, KM4OZH, B3A and N1BAT. Did I miss anyone, or are there any others? Please call WD8QCN.
KO4WYX.
K4BOX.
That was KO4YCO.
Okay, we've added N1BAT, KO4WYX, KO4BOX, and corrected KO4YankeeCharlieOscar. Any others for the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
KN4 SPL, in and out tonight.
K4 JT, in and out.
Okay, got KN4 SPL, good evening, in and out, and K4 JNT, thanks for checking in. All right, any others, please call WD8QCN. All right, so my technical topic for this evening, some of you may have been involved in this discussion before. I don't know if I've brought it up. I know I've probably talked about it on the net before. But use of a vector network analyzer, very handy little gadget. I remember when I was a young engineer starting out, they were, you know, $85,000, you know, multi-box desktop units. That cost an arm and a leg and then some. And nowadays you can get them in the size of a cell phone and probably with more features than you had back then. And a very handy little box and, in fact, are less expensive than some of the popular amateur market antenna analyzers out there, but you can do a whole lot more with them than just check your SWR. So with a vector network analyzer, obviously the vector part means you're not only measuring scalar components, but also phase and or group delay. So those are all options. You can use it in one port mode, where basically you're looking at return loss, impedance, or SWR. And you can use it in two port mode, where you can measure insertion loss, group delay, all the amplitude, phase, and delay aspects. You can also flip a few menu switches on them and use it as a time domain reflectometer to find the not only the impedance of a run of cable, but also if you have a fault in the line somewhere, and you can measure the distance to that fault. So they're, it's a great little device. I think you can get Nano VNA H4 for around $90. That covers 50 kilohertz to 1.5 gigahertz and 100 data points on the screen at any time, so you obviously you want to pick your sweep frequencies carefully. But it's a great little instrument, and you can read a whole Keysight paper on S parameters. The paper is 5991-3736EN. Just do a quick search on that, download the PDF. A very handy little device. Used mine recently to retune a multi-band trap vertical. Very short work out of it, compared to running in and out of the house a dozen times to make measurements with the rig and go back out and tune. Do it all right there with one instrument, and it'll show you exactly where your nulls and peaks are, and you can figure out very quickly how to adjust things. So handy instrument, highly recommended for any HAMS toolkit. Again, that's the vector network analyzer. Model I bought was the Nano VNA H4, about $90. Let's go around the table here and see what everyone's been up to this week. K1HTV, how are you, sir, and what's new in your neck of the woods?
It's K1HTV. Thanks for taking the net. Tracking down a bug in my wiring. I got one. All my automatic band switching working except for an alternate antenna on 60 meters. It seems to want to select the 80-meter antenna instead, so I'm going to try to debug that. Other than that, the new switch box is now functioning, being able to switch as the K3 switches bands. It'll select the proper antenna. And I have an alternate AB switch as well, a Wi-Fi AB switch. Other than that, just a note, I heard some talk a little bit earlier about using RTTY during the VAQ sub-party and some options as to how to notify people when they're coming on. For those interested, on that weekend is a big British RTTY, the BARTG RTTY contest. It'll be running through our contest and extending till well past our contest by a couple hours. So if you want to work ready, you can work quite a few stations, but the problem with that is they expect for normal exchange to be RST serial number, which would match what we're doing, but it also expects the four-digit UTC time. If you've set N1MM to run the BARTG contest, that particular exchange will be sent. If you're using the VAQ cell party exchange, it will not be. So you may want to work the VARTG. If you want to run Iridium, the VQP, you also have to. You would not be able to easily work stateside because they will not send the state. It's hard to get them to do anything other than a normal exchange when you work somebody. So you could probably work some DX stations, pick up some multipliers that way and ready, but you'll also have to send your Culpepper or Clark here or whatever your three-letter alphabet soup is, abbreviation, as well as the other exchange. So it's kind of strange way of doing it, but you could make some contacts that way. So I heard Wayne and also John KX4O, K4JNT KX4O discussing that. So that's an option. You will hear a lot of RIDI activity, as he said, on the 80, 40, 20, 15, 10 meter bands. Other than that, it's good to see the sunspots climbing up near the 120 mark, and looking forward to some really good openings on the higher bands. Back to Net Control. Thank you. This is K1HTV.
Thank you, Rich, for all that. Pleasure to have the net again. We'll run it back down to Tyler, KO4YCO. How are you tonight?
Doing well. This is KO4YCO. Thanks for taking the net tonight. And excited to for this week's coming meeting and getting to meet the rest of you guys. Not much going on today. Just working through some of the other channels that I still have. I'm working towards my my general license here soon, so I can start doing a little bit more broader like HS stuff. But really, just trying to work through some of the functionalities on my AnyTone. It has a function in here called roaming, which is apparently supposed to allow you to. It basically picks up, I guess, the repeater that has the strongest signal, depending on which repeaters that you have in the list. But it's not very clear from Broadcom's documentation of whether or not that works between analog and digital, or if it's just digital strictly. Looking at the CPS on the face, it looks like it's only digital, but it still allows you to select pre-configured analog channels that you already have set up. So I'm still trying to figure out how that all works. But other than that, not much else going on.
Sounds like you got hands full there. It's a nice little project. I have not played with the digital voice modes as yet. One of these days I may get the bug and get on that. So thanks for that good info. How about Kevin, KX4KU, WD8QCN? How are you tonight, and what are you up to?
WDA-GTN, KX4KU in the net. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Steve. What am I up to right now? I'm changing my email from TimeApp to Pop, so it's taking a while. If you don't hear back from me via email, it's probably because it's still downloading 29,000 so far emails. And then today I was up at my nephew's, and I needed to adjust my EntFed, because it was sagging, and it's all nice and proud now, all ready for VQP, so... that's pretty much all the stuff I've done radio. Oh, and then I had to work through some scanner issues I had with my P25RX yesterday. So, I've been busy. I'll turn it back over to you, WDAQCN KX4KU, VecConnect.
All right, thanks for that, Kevin, and good work there on the antennas. That's always fun stuff, getting out there and tinkering with the antennas and getting them dialed up. That's one of my favorite things to do. I'll pitch it over to John, AK4GG. How are you tonight?
Yeah, good, thanks, Steve, and all the best to everybody in the net, WHQCN, AK4GG. Yeah, so I use this parameters quite a bit in work. I guess two popular ones are S11, which is the input reflection, essentially. So it's a two-port network device. So you fire something in the front end, power-wise, and you get a reflection back, and that gives you some idea of the matching on S11. Its equivalent is S22, which is the looking at the output of a two-port device and firing, it'll give you some measure of what's coming back into that. So that's obviously reflected power used a lot in transmitters. And the other one, of course, is S21, and the most popular one, of course, is transmission loss across the two-port device from input to output, and it could be a loss or a gain. But anyway, that's a scattering parameters, S parameters. There's obviously S12, but we don't use that very much. I own a few of those devices that used to be $85,000, but I bought them a little cheaper and a little bit more used, I should say, before I bought my Nano VNA. But it is a very handy device, and as you say, it can be used for a lot of exciting things. This weekend I didn't do too much. Basically had some other tasks to do on the honey-do list, but at least the weather was nice, and tomorrow is supposed to be crazy 79 or 80 degrees or something. It'll be amazing. Anyway, back to the group, and have a good evening. WD8QCN AK4GG.
Thanks for that, John. Yeah, I was going to mention those. S11, return loss, and SWR, S21, or transmission loss or insertion loss or gain, as you pointed out. And the other interesting thing, may not have thought about, obviously you have since you own a few of them, but others may not have thought about, is the display modes on these. You can put it in good old Smith chart mode, run it in logarithmic mode, or in linear mode. Lots of different ways to graph your results. So very, very versatile device. Again, highly recommended for anybody who does any tinkering or any antenna work, anything along those lines. Very handy. So thanks again for that reminder on the S parameters. And we'll throw it over to Greg, KO4VNT. How are you tonight, and what's new in your neck of the woods?
Hey, good evening, Steve, and all of you on the net tonight. Since the last time I was on here, I've passed my general class license, so that was a good milestone. All the sweating is over with. Made some good DX calls this week. I reached a guy in Oman who's on the, that's on a little country there on the southeastern tip of Saudi Arabia. And I talked to a gentleman in Korea and one in Hawaii. So that was fun for a newbie. But other than that, just getting ready to get ready for another work week. Good to be on here tonight, and thanks for running the net. And just wish all of y'all a good week. And 73, KO4VNT, back to net control.
Very good, KO4VNT from WD8QCN. Excellent job there. Congratulations on passing the general. And that's great work chasing the DX there, too. I managed to scare up a couple really interesting ones here the past couple of weeks. I managed to work a station at the McMurdo station in Antarctica and found a Victor 7 in Kwajalein, on Kwajalein Atoll, out in the middle of nowhere in the Pacific. That's basically the far end of the missile test range where everything comes back down and they sit there with the telescopes and watch. So very interesting location to finally catch someone on the air from. So great stuff is afoot, and I've seen a couple of stations in Guam and some other places out there popping up every now and then as well. So keep your eyes and ears open there. Let's see, we had KO4VNZ, I think he's in and out, N4WYO, James is in and out. Next up is Gil, KM4OZH, how are you tonight, sir?
WD8QCN, this is KM4OZH. Well, good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. Let's see here. Well, I don't have a vector network analyzer. I'm still old school, the MFJ 259B, but I know that taught me a whole lot about antennas when I first got that, I didn't have a grip, but it helped me out. And since then I've moved up to a Rig Expert 600, which is a little slower just for some basic things, but it has more options. So that's it for that. And let's see. So what I'm doing here now, I'm just getting ready for VAQP. What do you think I'm doing? And I don't know the price of fuel here. I think I'm gonna have to take out a loan to run that mobile. I thought it was going to end up being, a couple of weeks ago I was talking to somebody, I figured the price of fuel then was going to be a $90 VAQP, but I think it's going to be a $120 fuel bill this time for VAQP, but it is what it is. But I did take advantage of a nice day today and replaced the last of the worn out front end suspension bushings in the mobile here, so that's all new now. So it'll be a good ride, and wait for the contest. That's all I got for this evening, and Steve, I'll turn it back over to you. This is KM4OZH.
Good, Gil. Yeah, I did notice driving around this afternoon that gas popped up over $4 a gallon now. So, yes, an expensive prospect indeed, and hopefully things will settle down here. Let's see. This is WD8QCN with the FARA Sunday Night Technical Service Net. Next up is Justin NB3A, November Bravo 3 Alpha. Take her away.
Hey, good evening, Steve and the rest of the net. This is NB3A. Comment on Gil's thing there. Gil, you're going to be paying at least $5 a gallon for diesel, but at least you get okay mileage. I'm going to be paying $4 a gallon for gas, but getting like $4 for VAQP. Basically, kind of doing the same thing as what he's doing here, getting the mechanical stuff sorted, replaced most of the exhaust, need to take one part down to somewhere to have it fabricated locally, and that end at least will be good to go. So I'm sure we'll run into an issue somewhere else. It won't be exhaust or whatever related this year, but hopefully the truck won't kill us. On other news, got some filters in the mail today, so kind of been tracking the RITI conversation that's been going on. We might try to do that concurrently with our voice operation on during VAQP. Otherwise, we'll probably be running, multi-multi. There may be an extra seat available in our station. But I'm not 100% sure. Kind of everything is dependent on getting these parts fabricated locally to make the thing safe to drive. More to come on that. With that being said, I guess that's all I've got. So back to net from NB3A.
Very good. Sounds like we got some real competitors here for VAQP this year. How about David, N1BAT, WDAQCN?
Again, this is N1BAT, Dave in Warrington. Good evening, Steve, and everybody on the net. Not too much to add this evening. I guess around the house I've got some projects I'm working on. I'm redoing my basement, as well as some bonding for my grounding system. Good news on the kid front, my 9-year-old son is now committed to pursuing his technician class license, so I'm going to help him along the way there, probably a couple months out, taking the test. What am I getting, the radio if he passes the test, so he's pretty excited about that. Other than that, that's all I have. I'll hand it back to you, Steve, WEATCN, N1BAT, clear.
Dave, hope you heard the announcement earlier. There is a tech class starting up over in Gainesville on the 22nd. I think that's going to run for a couple weeks, and then they're going to do an exam session. So if that's something something you can get your son into, that would be super. The information is on the website if you need it.
Copy that, Steve. Thank you.
WD8QCN, we'll take it over to Matt, KO4WYX. Go ahead.
Thanks for the net. I don't got much going on other than I'm still new to the ham game. Got an external VHF, UHF antenna up actually this morning, and I used my vector analyzer that came in the mail today. So I got to play with that a little bit today. So I'm just happy to be here. I hope to see you guys on Thursday. Back to the net.
That was great, Matt. And I guess that was a timely topic then. Get you going with the VNA. That is excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you at the meeting. How about Garth, K4BOX, WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, this is K4BOX. Thanks for running the net. So most of the weekend was spent doing family stuff, some family time. But I did get a couple of hours today. I watched a YouTube video last week on APRS, and I've been a ham now for a few years, an active ham at least for a few years, and I've never played with APRS. So I dusted off the old Baofeng and an old iPad, and I downloaded Pocket Packet, and I was playing around with APRS, and I sent a text message through the SMS gateway, which I thought was really sweet. So that was fun. It was nice to play with something kind of new to me. And I'll probably continue to play with it a little bit more. But that's all I've done with radio recently. So this is K4BOX, back to net.
To that, Garth. And, APRS, interesting stuff. I have not played with it much either, but while I was testing out my rediscovered packet hookups here in the neighborhood, I tuned across some of the APRS frequencies, and there is by far more activity down there on packet than just about anything else going on around here. Although I do occasionally pop over and check my Winlink mail and things like that, there's way more going on with APRS than meets the eye. So thanks for that comment. Let's see, KN4SPL Bob's in and out tonight, which is unusual, but hope you're doing well, Bob. And let's see, next up is Wayne, K4JNT. Over to you, sir.
Well, I don't know if y'all be able to hear me or not. I'm just sitting here on the couch with my little bow thing, so just getting ready for VAQP and trying to do some little bit of ready and get everything situated. That's about it. K4JNT, back to net.
All right, thanks, Wayne. And yep, I think maybe Rich might want to talk to you about the ideas on announcing mode switches and things of that nature. I heard some ideas being kicked around on the repeater earlier in the week. I think that was probably you.
It could have been. It's hard to tell. I'm always talking about something.
All right. Well, good good stuff all around. Let's see. We'll take any additional check-ins or rechecks at this time. Please call WD8QCN.
This is KD4REE.
84REE, good evening, Sim. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. I keep thinking you're in the Midwest, but you're probably somewhere around Warrington since I hear the 8 call. And on the topic of the 8 calls area, I'm thinking about going to Michigan to do parts on the air or something, play around with HF. And yeah, the Midwest isn't too far, so it should be too difficult for me to find a player or something. Anyways, I was listening to the DX contest and heard a lot of stations on 20 and 15 meters, and 10 meters was open for a couple of hours too, so that was interesting to listen to. So next time I want to work some DX, I guess I'll tune around 20 and 15 meters, see what stations are up. Heard a lot of stations from Brazil and one from Uruguay. Did not hear any stations from Europe. I guess I need to tune around on 75 or 40 meters. I thought I heard one from Italy on 20 meters, though, so bands were in pretty decent shape. That's all I have for the net. Back to net control from KD4REZ.
Hey, thanks for that, Sam. Appreciate it. Yeah, it all depends on time of day on the various bands. They tend to be somewhat directional, it seems. And, of course, you can get the really interesting stuff around gray line times there, sunrise and sunset. That's when you hear all the Japanese and Asian stations and so forth. But I've heard Australia and New Zealand starting to boom back in again now that the sun's heading back toward the northern hemisphere a little bit here. We're starting to get those paths back. So that's an interesting time. Any other check-ins for the FAR Sunday Night Technical Service Net, please call WD8QCN.
KO4WOL, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on a handy talkie.
doing a little experiment in my backyard, New Ham. My name's Sean, and I just got my license about 4 weeks ago. And if you can hear me, I'm having fun with the inherited old HT Kenwood. Like I said, just trying to figure out where a good place to put a base antenna is going to be. Over.
Sean, thank you for checking in. KO4WOL from WD8QCN. You're easy copy, but just a little bit of static on you there. So, yeah, an outdoor antenna would probably help you out quite a bit, but no problems copying. Thanks for checking in this evening, and welcome.
Thanks, sir. Did I hear correctly that there's going to be a meeting on Thursday? I haven't been keeping up with the website for the Talk Here Club. Over.
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, Thursday, 7:15 p.m. In Warrenton. All the info's there on the website, and you can either come in person or online.
I will hopefully be there in person because I have 10 million questions or anybody that's willing to listen to me can't answer them. I'll turn it back over to Jeff and KO4WL. Thanks so much for joining us. Over.
Pleasure, Sean. And, yeah, certainly welcome to come down to the club. Any number of us will be happy to talk your ear off and answer as many questions as we can. May not have all the answers, but, you know, what we don't know, we'll make up. So thanks for that. And on Sim's comment, yes, yeah, I am originally from the Midwest, from Toledo, Ohio. Best place in Ohio to be from. I don't know if folks know it around here, but it's legend in Toledo that Ohio and Michigan actually fought a war over it in the 1820s. According to my version of the story, Ohio lost and had to keep it. So there you are. So thanks for that, KO4WOL, and again, welcome. One last call for any check-ins or rechecks. Please call WD8QCN.
WD8QCN, this is Whiskey 3, Echo, Mike Echo. Todd in Wicomico Ridge, Maryland. I thought I'd drop in and say hi.
W3 Earth, Moon Earth. Welcome, Todd. Appreciate your jumping in tonight. How are you, and what's new up in Maryland?
We're doing good. My wife and I are trying to get a house ready. I'm getting ready to sell in Waldorf. So we are hustling around the outside and the inside today, trying to get things all set up to put it on the market. And we just got back from a visit to Bluffton, South Carolina with some friends of ours. It's right outside of Hilton Head, and kind of an interesting lifestyle, the retired, relatively wealthy lifestyle, and it's probably not going to be for us. We're going to settle in and do some upgrades to the house here, Wicomico, and get up some towers and do some nice upgrades to the house, the kitchen, and make a bigger master bedroom, bigger living room, things of that nature. But I always like talking to you guys. We have a great view of the West, and this repeater is one of the strongest ones for us. We always appreciate you. I try to get in here as often as possible, but shift work keeps me away. I think I heard another station in there trying to come in also. I won't keep it, but it's nice to say hi and hope everybody's good over on that side in Foreland from W3EME. Have a nice evening. Thanks for taking my check-in.
Pleasure, Todd. Thanks for joining us tonight, and you're always welcome down here in Foreland. any other check-ins or rechecks for Sunday night technical service net, please call WD8QCN.
This is KD4REE.
Recognizes KD4REE. Go ahead, Sim.
Yeah, just a quick reply. I forgot all about the Gray Line publication, so I'm going to go read about it. Yeah, I forgot about the sunrise and sunset propagations east-west and how it works. So, and I actually do need to relearn about the ionosphere effects, especially now that the sunspot cycle is picking up. So thank you all, and thanks for working on that. Back to that control from KD4REE.
Problem, Sim. Yeah, that's great material. It's it'll help you work some DX that's probably a lot less accessible at other times of the day, I would say.
putting it mildly. Probably an hour before and after sunset are the best times to start looking. Probably about the time net started here would have been a really good time to, like, start looking for China. Actually, maybe a little bit before, maybe like 7 o'clock. But we've noticed the last few days here, between 7 and 8 o'clock, there's just been a lot of Asia glooming in. Came the closest yet to working China, other than Taiwan, which I have caught. Still waiting to catch Philippines and Thailand and some more of the Southeast Asian countries. They're a little tougher. But at least with my antenna set up, I know Rich works them all the time, but he's got the big tower and the multi-element beams there. I'm running compromise antennas out here. I've got the multi-band vertical and the two-band fan dipole. But 17 meters seems to be really, really good for working into Asia in the evening. Check it out. See what you can do. You won't know until you try. But thanks for that. With that, I think we'll wrap it up here. One last call for any further check-ins. Please call WD8QCN. All right. This is WD8QCN, Net Control for the Far Net. Thanks to everyone for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's discussion, information on FARA or the club meeting, please see our website at w4va.org or send an email to faranet@w4va.org. This is WD8QCN, closing the Faranet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Normal. Thanks to all who have joined us, and have a great evening. 73s.
K1HTV, K1HTV, this is KF4BAB.
Karen, KI4BAB, K1HTV, how you doing? What's happening?
Oh, not much. We're just hanging in here. I got a question. I think Mom's ham radio license expires this month, and I'd like to get it renewed, and I don't know how to go about doing that just in case she recovers. I'd like her to be able to keep her license. What do I need to do?
There are a number of places that will renew, I believe, W5YI. I guess, if you know the, do you know the FRN number, her FRN number, the FCC registration number?
No, I don't, but I can get, maybe, is it on a license?
I don't know. I've never looked on the license to see if the FRN number is there, but online, you can be done online if you know the FRN. I guess we can find it. Let me see, what's your call?
Mom's call sign is KG4TMS, KG4TMS.
Okay, let me do a quick check here, KG4, Tango Mike Foxtrot. Got to type it right or I don't get it right. KG4, Tango Mike Foxtrot. And let's see when it runs out. As your license is expiring, click here to renew. All right, there's a way of renewing it online here through QRZ. It says click here to renew. Let's see what it says here. All right, for $8, they'll renew it all for you. let's see. You get started, enter the call sign here. Hang on a second. KG4, Tango Mike Foxtrot. Expires in 75 days. License can be renewed. Let's see what it says. Has your name? Just continue looking. They need a phone number. And some questions to be asked, to be answered. And then an electronic signature. And continuing. This form may not be submitted on behalf of another person, it says. So there's a way of doing it with the QRZ. Is Terry available to get on the computer and get to the QRZ site? So she should be able to do it there.
She's not home from work yet, but she'll be off tomorrow. And we've got some errands to run in the morning. And then hospice is bringing all the equipment tomorrow afternoon. So maybe I can get her to call you, and you can walk her through it.
Yeah, I'm glad to do that. It does have a FRN number here.
800-712-1791. So we have that FRN number. So you can do it for free at the FCC website. Just plug in the FRN number, and but I'm not sure if she's got an account there or what's involved there. It's been a number of years since I've renewed it, and still got quite a few years to go. Maybe somebody who's renewed theirs recently could chime in and tell me what's involved. Is there anybody around who's done their renewal via the FCC recently and knows the procedure? This is K1HTV.
W8BT.
Yeah, Travis, W8BT, K1HTV.
I haven't done it real recently. Last thing I did was upgrade, but I chimed in there. I guess I doubled with you, but the FRN number is on the license, and if you plug that into the FCC website in the appropriate area, it will. It's pretty easy to do. Doesn't cost anything. At least the last time I did it, it didn't cost anything. But I'll look into it a little bit more and maybe let Karen know. This is W8BT.
Okay, thanks, Travis. The FRN number, I see it there on the QRZ website as you start doing the renewal procedure. So, yeah, you can walk her sister, Terry, through it. She can probably do it that way. Okay, well, at least you have 75 days, so if you can hold off if you want. But you have at least 2 months plus, Karen. KI4PAB from K1HTV.
Yeah, roger that. Thanks, Rich, for the help, and I'll see what Terry recommends, and we'll go from there. 73s, and have a good night. It's KI4PAB, be clear.
Hey, 73, all the best to you and your mom, dad, and Terry. This is K1HTV clear, and I'll be monitoring. Thanks for the info, Travis.
K6JDC mobile listening.